Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yomah. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav that the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom at first glance seems somewhat difficult, as though we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu only during the day, as opposed to doing so at night. And that's what the Gemara asks, V'chi b'yom mevarach en oso, u'v'layla ein mevarach en oso. But rather, the Gemara teaches that b'chol yom teino be'ein birchosav shal yom. That each and every day, we're obligated to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to reflect on the special status of the Kedushas Hayom. Rashi writes, it means the following, v'shal shabbos me'ein shal shabbos, and shal chol me'ein shal chol, shal yantif me'ein shal yantif hama'orah. We have to acknowledge Shabbos, Yantiv, and Rashi's example is Chol. If you look in the Me'iri writes that no, it means Shabbos, Yantiv, and also Rosh Chodesh, Ve'im Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. In fact, if you look at the Rishash and Asugi and Sukkandav Menvav, the Rishash suggests that there is a Tov Sofer in Rashi, and what Rashi writes should be exactly that as the Me'iri states explicitly, that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom means you have to acknowledge Shabbos, Yantif, and not Chol, but rather the special elevated status of Rosh Chodesh itself. And this, of course, is the reference to the Azkara of Tfilas Rosh Chodesh to mention in the Brachos, the Chalosh Shem Yom, to acknowledge Yalav Yom. Tosfos raises a fascinating suffix, Brachos and Dav Chavav Mabez, regarding the essence of Yalav Yom, seemingly to what extent it's considered to be an inherent part of tefillah, or to what extent is it considered to be a chiyuv azkara. The context of the Gemara is very important, and that is the recitation of Atah Hanantani. The Gemara there discusses the following. A person makes a mistake, and he does not daven tefillas mincha on Shabbos, he's afforded the possibility of tashlumin, and now he's obligated to daven two shmon esrei. If that is the case, the Gemara states explicitly that the first Shmon Esrei should be for Mariv, and the second Shmon Esrei is Tashlumin for Tfilas Mincha. Since that is the case, it is clear that Atah Hanantanu should be in Shmon Esrei 1, and the second Shmon Esrei should not contain Atah Hanantanu at all. One really could argue two different possibilities. Number one is the following, the first Tfilas, Tfilas Arbis. Obviously, that has Atah Hanantanu. And even secondly, perhaps one could argue as follows, that Atah Hanantanu is not necessarily an inherent part of tefillah, but rather that should be present in the first tefillas chol, the first tefillas chol. So therefore, the first tefillah you're davening, let's say Shabbos, that should contain the Atah Hanantanu. This person did not do that. He didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, he davened two Shmon Esreis, and he recited Atah Hanantanu in the second, and did not do so in the first. So why exactly was that true? So the Rif explains that if his mindset was that, you know, first I have to take care of Mincha, and then I will daven Mariv, and therefore my first Shmon Esrei is Tashlumi Mincha, followed by the Tefillah of Mariv, and therefore he thought it made sense not to say it in the first, but to say it in the second, he's obligated to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Because if that was his mindset, clearly, he reversed the order of the Tfilas Chova and the Tfilas Tashlumin. And that, Pashup Shat, the Gemara the Rif points out, is the Ikuva. That's the Ikuva. Interesting Kiddush. Lavush writes that the reason we have a Tfilas Chov before a Tfilas Tashlumin is just a function of Tadir B'Sheno Tadir, Tadir Kolim. That hopefully you're davening a Tfilah Bismana more than a Tfilas Tashlumin. In such a case, that's a function of Tadir. If it's Tadir, that should not necessarily be the Ikuva. But the Rif explains that no, that Seder is considered to be critical. And therefore, if you fail to recite Atah Hanantanu Shmon Esrei 1, because your mindset was, this is Tashlumin, the second is a Tfilas Tova, that is the Ikuva, and you're obligated to daven again for Tashlumin. What would you daven in that second Shmon Esrei? You already said Atah Hanantanu. So Shmon Esrei 3, you would daven a Shmon Esrei without Atah Hanantanu. And what was Shmon Esrei 1? A Shmon Esrei without Atah Hanantanu. So Tosfos is troubled by that. That's unusual. Usually when you have to daven another Shmon Esrei, somehow you're making up that which you missed. Here, you daven a Shmon Esrei 1, a tefillah without Atah Hanantanu, and Shmon Esrei 3 is a tefillah without Atah Hanantanu. So Tosfos writes that why is it that you should have to repeat? After all, in such a case, lo yarviyach klum. And Tosfos compares this to our instance of Yalav Yom, where a person goes ahead and, let's say, davens a Shmon Esrei, Minchan Rosh Chodesh, and fails to recite Yalav Yavo. And tonight is no longer Rosh Chodesh. Shatosa says, what would that person do? He's going to have to daven again because he missed Lama V'Yavot. If he realized his error before Shkia, good, he'll daven again, he'll recite Yala V'Yavot, he'll make up that which he missed. If, however, it's already in Laila, and therefore he's not going to be reciting Yala V'Yavot in any case, Shatosa says, why bother davening again? The Lo Yarviyav Klum. Tefillah, apparently, you were Yotze. What you're missing is Yalav Yava. Yalav Yava you're not going to be making up in any case, and therefore Tosus suggests that there's no reason to daven Tashlumin in such a case. But Tosus writes a very fascinating chiddush, and that is that this svara of mine is against the Rif. Because Tosus says what is true of Yalav Yava is also true regarding the case of Atal Chanan Tana. And therefore, if the Rif maintains that Tachanan Tano, Yedavim Shemun Esrei 3, even though it's identical to Shemun Esrei 1, the same should be true when it comes to the case of Yalav Yavov as well. The Rosh, right, and that's Sugya, in Perek Dalet of Brachos and Simon Beis. The Rosh quotes again that the Chachmei Pravans disagree with Tosfos to maintain that that certainly is not true. That if a person davens on Rosh Chodesh and fails to recite Yalav Yavo, Tashlumin is absolutely needed in order to fulfill the Chovas HaTvila. The classic presentation of the Achronim is that this issue is, how do you understand that halacha of B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Me'in Brachosa? What exactly is the role of Yalav Yavo Rosh Chodesh? Is an inherent part of Shmon Esrei? It's comparable to, right, one of the Brachos of Shmon Esrei, and it's like Chiser Brachachas. Or do you assume that no, the Shemon Esrei is intact, you're missing a Chiyuv Askara, and therefore if you have a chance to make it up, fine, but if you're not going to make up the Chiyuv Askara, there's no reason to go ahead and daven again. Interesting, in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuvches and Sifir Aleph, the Mechaber writes that in that case, where a person daven Mincha, Rosh Chodesh, failed to recite Yalav Yavo, he should daven again that night, like the Torah Snidava. After all, to be chayish for the shita of the Rif. And Mishabur writes that if that's true, if it's only a daita de nedava, that should make a pretty important difference if, for example, right, this happened on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. What happens if Erev Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh? And a person forgot to say Yalav Yavu Mincha, and that would mean davening an additional tefillah on Shabbos? Right, the Mishabur writes that we assume that on Shabbos we don't daven a tefillah snedava. That's what the Rambam writes in Parakalat of Hachos Tefillah in the name of the Gaonim. So the Chihai Gavna, one should not go ahead and daven again. So that's an interesting issue. Right, that machlokis. Boshab Shat, the Chronom explained the machlokis is what is that role of Yalav Yavo? How intrinsic, how inherent is it to Shmon Esrei? If this is true, one could argue that this is the Shitase, the total of Tosfos a little bit later on the Avchav Tesimah days. Here, that's where the Gemara tells us, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you're obligated to repeat Shmon Esrei. So Tosfos raises the following issue. If I'm davening Betzibur and there's going to be a Chazaras HaShatz, can I just simply rely on Chazaras HaShatz if I made a mistake in my tefillah? So Tosfos quotes the view of Rabbeinu Meir that writes, it depends on what the mistake was. What exactly did you do? And Rabbeinu Meir writes the following chiddush, that if you forgot a bracha, you can't rely on Chazaras HaShatz. If, however, you daven the Shmon Esrei, you just forgot Yalav Yavo, for the kiyum of Yalav Yavo, that the person can go ahead and rely on Chazaras HaShatz. Poshim Shab, that chiddush of Rabbeinu Meir, right, is in line with the Shita Tosus and the Chabot Neveis we just discussed, that Yalav Yavo apparently is not an inherent part of Shmon Esrei, rather a Chiyuv Askara, and therefore you could argue that Shmon Esrei or Yotze, all you're missing is a Chiyuv Askara, but the Askara has to be in context. You can't just have an Askara, right, by itself, just in a vacuum. So therefore the Chazaras HaShatz is considered to be sufficient in order to fill that role. If you look in the first piece of the Chiddushei HaGrach al HaShas, there Reb Chaim discusses the following. Let's assume, for example, a person were to fail to recite the same Talamata. He has to be Chozer. Why exactly does he have to be Chozer if he fails to mention the same Talamata? The same Lamdus, perhaps. Is that he wasn't Yotzei Shmon Esrei? Or he failed to mention that Sheila, right, of the same Talamata. Reb Chaim discusses the possibility again as follows. A person, Mincha, Erev Shabbos, forgot to say the same Talamata, and he realizes his mistake, and now with Shabbos, if he's going to daven again, he's davening a Shabbos Shmon Esrei that doesn't contain the same Talamata. Would you argue, nonetheless, you have to be Chozer? Would you argue that no? If you're going to make up the Azkar, yes, and if not, than not. And here as well, Reb Chaim points out to Chiddush that regardless of the Yalav Yavu issue, the same Talamatar that is considered to be a more inherent part of the Tefillah itself, and therefore L'chuli Amma. Everyone would agree that that in fact is true. But Tzichei Safraik disagrees and maintains that that is not the case. It's found in Har Tzvi and Or HaChaim and Simen Mendalit, where Tzichei Safraik writes that perhaps what is true of Yalav Yavu is also true of the same Talamatar, and furthermore, maybe one could argue even in the opposite direction, that the same Talamatar is not necessarily inherent. Baharaya, if a person failed to recite the same Talamatar, right, and he remembers before Shamea Tvila, he can exercise She'ela even in Shamea Tvila. Does that indicate that it's not necessarily an inherent part of Oso HaBracha? But rather, right, it is a Chiyav Askara. And therefore one could argue that certainly, right, one could be Yotze, right, Tefillah in that particular sense. And that, in fact, is Rav Chaim's Chiddush. It's an important issue. Here, the Machlokas is more extreme, because our case was Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. That would mean, according to Rav Chaim, one has to daven again, because we weren't Yotze Tefillah. And according to Tzibur Sefraim, that no, all of this is only the Torah Snedava, and in such a case, there's no Tefillah Snedava on Shabbos, therefore, you would not go ahead and do so at all. So again, perhaps to an extent, right, these are issues that parallel this particular Machlokas. What is difficult with this lineup, so to speak, the Tachanan Tanu of Tosus, the case of the Alevi Yavu of Tosus, is the following. What exactly is this Machlokas Rishonim? If it's as Reb Chaim explained, as the Mechistinov explains, that it revolves around the nature of Alevi Yavu, that's the Machlokas between Tosus and the Rush, one could raise the obvious difficulty. So why does Tosus write that you see the Rif disagrees? You see, the Rif is against my Chiddush, because I maintain Tosus lo yavi aklum. But the Rif says that no, you have to daven anyway. V'haraya tachan antanu. If the Machlokas is a more local issue regarding the lamdus of Yalav Yavo, to what extent is it inherent? To what extent is it considered to be a chovas haskara? Why does the Rif necessarily take a stand on that issue? One could argue in either direction. Maybe Yalav Yavo is only a chiyav haskara. But a tefillas tashlumin and a tefillas svoka, that's seder, that's critical. And therefore that's likuva. Or maybe one could argue, right, the opposite, and maintain that a tafan antanu, right, there's only an issue of tadir, which comes first, a tefillas svoka or tefillas tashlumin, but may yalav yavu is an inherent issue. In other words, if you argue that the nekuda samachlokis is the role of yalav yavu, how do you know that the Rif agrees with Tosus, disagrees with Tosus? The fact that Tosus aligns these shitas, what is true of Yalav Yavu is true of Tafan Antanu, perhaps seems to indicate something which is very different, right? And that is that maybe the Machlokas is about something else entirely. Maybe the Machlokas is about the following: what is gained by a Tefillas Tashlumin? Tosus writes, and the previous Amud, Brachos Nafkavav Melaleh, that, you know, there's tashlum when it comes to tefillah. Why is that true? Tosa says, because after all, tefillah is bakashas rachamim, and halavai shis palam kalyam kula. You can always be mevakish rachamim. Tosa even maintains that when it comes to tefillah musa, for example, which is not rachamim, there's no tefillah tashlumin. In other words, that tefillah tashlumin is not necessarily an absolute makeup for that which was missed, but rather, in light of the fact that I didn't fulfill the mitzvah's tefillah, there's an opportunity of Akashas Rachamim. But even when one davens a Tfilas Tashlumin, that does not necessarily mean that that, so to speak, is misaking, right? The Chisaron, as a result of the person not davening, you're not being Yotzei Tfilah. Maybe all it is a form of a Akashas Rachamim. We discussed this in earlier Shiuri, when the Yerushalmi writes that if a person has a case of a Bracha Levatala, a bracha shinot tzricha, when it's maskir shem shamayim, a person says baruch shem kavod. What does that do? Is that misakin nisr? Or is that just simply, as the Chazon Ish writes, maybe at times an acknowledgement that, oi, I was motzi shem shamayim levatala, and I didn't do the appropriate thing, so I'm going to make amends, so to speak, by praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does baruch shem kavod in fact do? See, if a person just says a shem Hashem, and there's no context, and I mean to say Baruch Shem Kavod, I've supplied context. Maybe that's the Misakin Isser. Shem Hashem is no longer hanging. Now, I incorporate a Shevach. But if a person violates an Isser of Bracha Shino Tzricha, the Bracha does not become a Bracha HaTzricha by saying Baruch Shem Kvo. But if the Isser is that the Bracha was not Chal, there's still no Chalos HaBracha if you say Baruch Shem Kvo. So the Chaznish writes two halachos. It's a fascinating Kiddush. That if a person just says Hashem Hashem, Masker Shem Shemaim, right, Levat Olam, so in such a case, it's hanging. So Baruch Shem Kvo supplies Shema. So it's a meaningful statement. But if a person violates the Isser of Bracha She'enot Tzricha, Baruch Shem Kvo does not convert it into a Bracha Tzricha. What it does is it's an acknowledgement that I violated the Isser of Bracha She'enot Tzricha and I'm making amends, so to speak, by recitation of Baruch Shem Kvo. Maybe Tfilas Tashlumin is not Misakin Efer, but rather it's an opportunity simply for a Tfilas Nedavim. And maybe that's what you could argue is the Kiddush of Tosfos. Maybe Tosfos could maintain that, you know what, if you forget Yalav Yavo, there's really something missing. The tefillah is flawed. But you know why Tosfos says don't go bother and daven again? Because if you daven the Shemoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavo, you're right, you don't have a full Kiyum tefillah. But through the tefillah's tashlumin, you're not going to gain that full Kiyum tefillah. And the tefillah's tashlumin is not going to get you anywhere beyond what your Shemoneh Esrei did without Yalav Yavo as well. In other words, maybe the underlying svar of Tosus is the weakness of Tefillas Tashlumin. And then you understand very well why Tosus says it's against the Rif. Because the Rif says you have to daven a third Tefillas Tashlumin. What did you daven? You daven the Tefillah, right? And you meant without a Tachan Antanu. Who says that the Tefillas Tashlumin is going to be any greater, right, than the flawed Tefillah? They're both Bakashas Rachamim. Maybe that's considered to be, right, the svar of Tosus. So again, these are different possibilities in understanding the role of Yalav Yavo in Tfilah. Tosfos and Brachos and Aflam Lebeis raises a fascinating issue, and that is the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Tfilas Arvis, right, the person does not repeat Shemoneh Esrei, fails to recite Yalav Yavo, because Kiddush HaChodesh is Bayom, Kiddush HaChodesh is not Balayim. And Tosfos makes the following comment, that what happens if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh? If it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, is that fact relevant? After all, Kiddush HaChodesh only by Yom and not Balayla. Beznis Mekadesh the Chodesh, if it's a Chaser, we assume Halacha. The Shita Rav Loz Rabbi Tzadok. If it's a Malay, we don't assume that that's true. So therefore, why should that be relevant of Kiddush HaChodesh by Yom as opposed to Balayla? And therefore, Tosfos suggests that's not true. On the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you forget to say Yalav Yavo, you're obligated to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, Tosfos concludes that v'lo nira l'chalek, that no, as we assume l'halacha, that regardless of first night, second night, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So if you look at Or Sameach, in Ochos Tefillin, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Or Sameach is quite bothered. That isn't that very reasonable? What do you mean, ein nira l'chalek? That if it's based on Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom and Apalaiba, that should only be applicable when you're talking about a Rosh Chodesh that required Kiddush HaChodesh. But if you're dealing with a Malay, or Rav Loz Bar Yitzchak writes, Kfar Kidshu Shamayim, Bezen Shamal is Mekadesh, why should that be a factor? Why should there be a difference between Shachris Minach as opposed to Marib? So the Sameach concludes as follows. He writes that he found the answer at Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Apiyud. Because there, Tosfos writes the final Kiddush that when is it that Bezen Shamala is Mekadesh? Tosfos writes Bezen Shamala is also Mekadesh Bayom and Apalayla, Bayom, Lamed Aleph. So the Sameach writes, oh, you see that concept of Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom as opposed to Balayla even applies to Bezen Shamala as well. However, the Rosh concludes, Ach, how do you know all this? Now, where does Tosfos get this from? Right? Tosfos writes, even Bezu Shamal is only a Kadesh at that particular time. The Rosh writes, you see, that sheet of Tosfos, that fits in very well with the Tosfos and Brachos of Ein Lechalek, but the Rosh leaves us a Tzarechi on what exactly is the Makra. Perhaps one could suggest the following Kiddush, that there are two ways of understanding that concept of Ein Mekadshinis HaChodesh, Balaylon. Is that a function of Yeshiva's Bezdin? Or is that a function of the essence, the very nature, right, of Kiddush HaChodesh? One simple way is the following. This is an indirect halacha. Kiddush HaChodesh is Ayidei Bezen. Bezen is only Yoshev Beyom. Therefore, Kiddush HaChodesh is only Beyom. Or maybe one could argue somewhat differently. That no, there's something inherent about Kiddush HaChodesh that limits it to Beyom as opposed to Belayla. If you look in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Kuf Nun Gimel, here the Rambam writes the following. He quotes a Mechilta. And the Rambam writes, you know, sometimes you see from the Kasha alone, right, the Teretz. The Rambam writes the following. Minayin she'ein me'abrin es HaChodesh el HaBiyom. The Rambam doesn't say minayin she'ein me'kadshin es HaChodesh el HaBiyom. Minayin she'ein me'abrin es HaChodesh el HaBiyom. That's unbelievable, no? Me'abrin means when the month is a mole. The Rambam writes that how do you know that when it comes even to a mole, that the whole process is bayom and not by laila? Minayin she'ein me'abrin es HaChodesh el HaBiyom. Well, all of a sudden you see clearly from the Rambam's Kashi, you don't even see the Teretz of the Rambam. From the Kashi you see that Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom as opposed to life is not just a function of Yeshivas Beis Din. Even when you're dealing with, right, a Malay, that is true. And the Rambam quotes a Drasha, right? The Pasuk in the very end of Parshas Bo, Shamarta Sachuka Zos Lamorda Miyamim Yamima Miyamim Atamakadesh Riyam Atamakadesh Balevos Yamim Yamima, Yom versus Laila. That is not a halacha in Yeshivas Beis Din. There, the Torah is describing the essence of Kiddush HaChodesh. The essence of Kiddush HaChodesh, that in fact is considered to be true. When you see the Rambam, seemingly it indicates that according to the Rambam Shita, that clearly, that Kiddush HaChodesh per se is only by Yom not by Laila, irrespective of any element of Yeshivas Beis Din. That Poshim Shad is, in fact, the Shita Sarambam, if that is true, so therefore, even like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddok, Farki Shu Shamayim, but as Tosus writes, that's only Bayom, that is not considered to be that which is Balayim. When the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddok, that Farki Shu Shamayim, what exactly does that mean? See, Tosus understands it to mean that there's a process, so to speak, a process of Kiddush HaChodesh that occurs, right, Bashamayim. Bezn Shamala. Either Bezn Shamat is Mekadesh, Bezn Shamala is Mekadesh. One could argue somewhat differently. If you look in that Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot, when the Ramban is Masig on the Ramban, Kuf Nun Gimel, there the Ramban, and this is what the Ran also writes, in the Chedushim Mesugin Sanhedrin Dav Yud, maybe the Kvar Kitshu Shamayi means something else. It doesn't mean a formal process. That Bezn was formally Mekadesh the Chodesh Vashamayim. But rather, maybe it means the following. The language of the Ramban is Memeilo Umakudash. Memeilo Umakudash. Now, meaning the following. A month can have either 29 or 30 days. Rosh Chodesh will either be day 30 or day 31. So, Pashup Shab, the Ran, and the Ramban argue as follows. Well, if day 30 passes, right, and nothing happens, there was no Kiddush Beis Din, therefore, invariably, necessarily, Memela, right, the next day will be Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's what it means, Kvar Kiddushu Shamayim. Not necessarily that there is a formal process, right, but rather simply that Me'eleha, that is considered to be the case. And I would suggest a fascinating parallel in a very different context. That is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzea. The Gemara of Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis, right, discusses the following case of a woman, right, who was about to give birth, and the vlad, right, is threatening her life. Isha Shemekasha Leila. So in such a case, you know, the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush, and that is at times we can label the vlad as a rode, and therefore, right, we can sacrifice the vlad to save the life, right, of the mother. The Gemara says the following, that is only true prior to Yatzarosha, before literally the Vlad is born. Once Yatzarosha, then Ein Nogimel. Then already you can't make that Hashara. Ein Dochi Nefesh Bipni Nefesh. The Gemara says, Va'amai, Rodefu. What do you mean? A Rodef is only before Leida? Nachadid, there's no Rodef. The Gemara answers the following, Shani Hasam, Mishamayim Kamarat Fener. Yishamayim karat fele. What exactly does that mean? Yishamayim karat fele. If you look in the Rambam writes an explanation The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, writes the following, that if Hotzi Rosho, that Ein Nogin Bo, Ein Doch Nefesh, Nachas Nefesh, what is the reason for this? The Gemara says, Min Shemayim Kamarad Filin. The Rambam writes the following four words, Vizehu Tivo Shel Olam. Zehu Tivo Shel Olam. What exactly does that mean? That's Teva, right? That's a natural process. Right? If a woman is being threatened in the middle of her pregnancy by the Vlad is eroding. The fact that the birthing process can put a wife and a mother in a state of sakana, yeah, that's natural birth. That's a natural process. That is not something that we fault the Vlad for. And therefore, it doesn't have a din roding. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. What's interesting in the technical sense for us is the Gemara writes, Mishamayim kamarat fele. And the Rambam writes, the biur is v'zeo tivo shalom. Maybe one could suggest that that's true when it comes to the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara says, kvar kishu shamayim. What exactly does that mean? The Ran in the Ramban write, kvar kishu shamayim means the month becomes, right, comes to an end, and the new month begins naturally. Naturally. Right? That's the natural Seder. Now that a month is going to be 29 or 30 days, once day 30 passes, necessarily, naturally, the next day, in fact, becomes Rosh Chodesh. It's an interesting issue. Now, why that's the case. If it's not a halach in Kiddush HaChodesh, that Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom, right, is not just because of Yeshiva's Bezdin, but rather like the Rambam writes, Yom Yimima, it's inherent. Why should it be inherent? Why exactly is that true? Does it exerus a kasu? So Soloveitchik explained the following Kiddush, that there's something unusual about Rosh Chodesh. If I ask you the following question, it's Shabbos, it's Yantin, what exactly does that mean? The answer clearly is this, that the fact that now there's a Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos, a Kedusha Sayom of Yantin, that Kedusha expresses itself ben bayom, ben balayla. There's an Yisra Malacha, ben bayom, ben balayla. There are mitzvos daraisa, ben bayom, ben balayla. When I say that it's Rosh Chodesh, Midaraisa, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean that it's Rosh Chodesh? There's no Isra Malacha, there's no Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. What does it mean to say that it is Rosh Chodesh? The answer, in a word, Midaraisa, when it's Rosh Chodesh, that's relevant in terms of Hakrava Sakarbanos, Karban Musa, different Karbanos. In other words, that the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh Midaraisa, in terms of Nihud, expresses itself by Yom and not Balayla. Your night is not going to be different necessarily than last night or the night before. If you look in Shita Mekubetzes, there in that Sugya Brachos Naflamet, Shita Mekubetzes writes the following, Da Halayla Eino Bichlal. Halayla Eino Bichlal. You know why you're not Chozer Fialavav at night? Because night does not really have the expression, right, of that Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. The Chaloshem Rosh Chodesh, right, expresses itself that which is Bayom, as opposed to that which is Balayla. Rabbi Yonah writes this in the Sugya Brachos Naf Yotesim and Aleph, writes as follows, that on Rosh Chodesh, if a person fails at night to mention Eimav Zirinosa, Eimav Kashin HaSakodesh, Shalabiyom. Obviously, if a person would make a mistake and not mention Shabbos in Mariv, not mention Yantif in Mariv, he would be Chozer. He would be Chozer. What exactly is the difference between Yantif as opposed to a case of Rosh Chodesh? Or even I'll ask you the following of Neona writes, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah also is based on a calendar date. And therefore, if Ein Mekashin HaSachadosh Shalom Yom, so a person davens a Tefillah Schol on the night of Rosh Hashanah, he wouldn't have to be Chozer, because Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom and Kiddush HaChodesh is not Balayla. So in such a case, perhaps that's the answer. No, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, like Shabbos and Yantiv, the Kiddush HaSayom is fully expressed by Laila as well. So obviously there's a need for an Azkara Balayla. Mashenki, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, if the Chaloshem Yom, Midaraisa, right, is Bayom and not Balayla, in terms of a Yom Shema Kriyfim Bokarban, That's when we can assume that Yom, as opposed to Laila, and even Bizman Hazeh, and even when you're Makadosh Shalpi Yacheshvam, even for a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, still the Azkara B'Laila, B'Yala B'Yava, is not considered to be that which is critical. This could also explain, right, a further machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in the Chol Shabbos, in Reis Samaches, right, a case of hichliv. What happens if a person makes a mistake with the Shabbos Shmoneh Esreis and kind of gets confused, right? Friday night, his siddur was open to Shachris, and he davened Yismach Moshe instead of Atzalki Dasha. So in such a case, the Mechaber writes the following, Hatov Betfila Shabbos, if hichliv shall zu bizu, in a chozer. Right, obviously that we have different Shmoneh Esrei for Mariv, for Shachris, for Mincha, but b'di'eved, anyone will suffice. After all, it's a tefillah, you have the basic structure, in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei, you're mazkir, the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, minimally that's considered to be that which is sufficient. What about when it comes to Musa? Hichliv zu bizu. Instead of davening after Kiddush, a person davened Musa. Or instead of davening Musa, a person davened the Shemoneh Esrei Mincha. So then, right, the Mechaber writes, "Yesho miyim imhichliv shamusav ba'acheres, ba'acheres b'shamusav chozer," because musav is inherently different than that of shachris and mincha. Shachris, mincha, and mariv, then has an element of bakashas rachamim, halavai shis kolam kol yam kulo. Musav is purely kenegen hakarba. And therefore, if you have a tefillah without mentioning Musaf, the Karban Musaf, in such a case, you are not going to be Otsin. And that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham writes, that when it comes to Musaf, there's no substitution, or there's no possibility of Musaf being used in place of another Shemoneh Esrei. After all, Musaf is purely Keneged HaKarban. There are many differences between Musaf as opposed to others. You just mentioned that Tosas in Brachas Chabad. Right, when it comes to other Shemoneh Esreis, you missed it, you can make up. When it comes to Musaf, Keneged HaKarban, Tosas writes that Av HaYomo Batzal Karbano. Right, there's no Tashlum, and there's no Tashlum in Musaf. So in such a case, you would not be Yotze. So therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, in Reish Samaches, that impossible, you're certainly not going to be Yotze if you davened Musaf in place of another Shemoneh Esrei, or another Shemoneh Esrei in place of Musaf, you will not be Yotze. So if you look at the Tzlach, no debuted brachos and daf lamed. The tzlach questions this Magen Avraham. Right, the Magen Avraham writes impossible. Right, how can you make up something with tefillas musaf or be yotzei tefillas musaf with another tefillah? Impossible. So the tzlach points out that this comment of the Magen Avraham seems to be against the Rosh. Because there the Gemara Bracha says an unusual chiddush. The tav lo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh b'shachris. A person shachris on Rosh Chodesh forgot to say Yalav Yavo. The Gemara says ein machzir nosim. He doesn't have to repeat. Why not? Bipnei shiachal ha'omra b'musav. Because you know what? A couple minutes later, you're going to be mentioning it musaf anyway. Chiddush the Gemara writes, no? That if a person forgot Yalav Yavo this morning in Shachris, well, you can make up Askar Musaf. Right, the Magen Avraham writes that if he didn't daven Musaf yet, we'll tell the person to daven again. But the Magen Avraham quotes the Rama Mipano that if you're ready to daven Musaf, then you don't go back and daven Shachris again. Again, you see from that Chiddush that again it seems to support what we discussed in the beginning of the Shir. Now that Yalav Yavo is not an inherent part but of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's an Azkara. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara that you daven Shachris, the Shachris is intact, you miss an Azkara, you're going to be Masker Rosh Chodesh in 5 minutes. So b'di'evit, you can rely on that Azkara. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Ein mach zirin oso, ibnei shiachol la omra b'musav. because you're going to acknowledge the fact that it's Musa. So if you look at the Rush writes the following. This Rush is found in Parag Dalet, our Brachos, and Simen Chav Gimel. Rush writes, let me go a step further. Let's say a person forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf. Why not argue in Magzirin also? Because Yachal la'omra b'mincha. That's the Rosh's kasha. The Gemara says in Shachris you have to be chozer because you have Musaf. Why not just notch it up the next step then? And in Musaf you don't have to be chozer because you have mincha. That's the kasha of the Rosh. And the Rosh gives a more technical answer to that kasha. The Rosh's more technical answer is the following. Wait a second. Shachris and Musaf, you're davening back to back. Minch and Musaf, you're davening hours apart. So when the Gemara writes, oh, you forgot, Yalav Yavo and Shachris, make it up in Musaf. Yeah, because you're going to make it up in Musaf in the next several minutes. It's in the same slot. It's in the same Zman Tefillah. But if you miss Musaf at 8 in the morning, we're not going to say, make it up with Mincha, which is 4 in the afternoon. That's what the Rosh writes. So the Rosh writes, the Gemara is dafka. The possibility of reliance on Musaf for Shachris because they're Tfilos Hasmuchos, Mashen Kein Musaf and Mincha because there's too much of a gap. So the Tzlach writes, wait a second. You daven Musaf, and you didn't acknowledge that it's Rosh Chodesh. The only reason you can't make it up with Mincha is because there's a time gap. A more technical. What do you mean time gap? The Magen Avraham just said that Musaf is purely Keneged HaKarban. Without the Askaras HaKarban, zero. It's nothing. It's nothing. So even if it would be back to back, how is Mincha making... I understand how Musaf can make up Shachris in the following sense. If all I'm missing is acknowledging this Rosh Chodesh, in Musaf you acknowledge it's Rosh Chodesh. You say, it is Rosh Chodesh, and then because it's Rosh Chodesh, I'm also bringing a Karban. But the first statement is Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's good enough. But if Musaf requires the Askaras HaKarban Yikuvah, if I were to ask you, why can't you make it up with Mincha? You didn't know the Rosh. You wouldn't give the Rosh's answer. You'd say, how in the world could you make it up with Mincha? Mincha does not contain the element that's crucial for Musaf. That's not a big discussion. How can the Magen Avraham say that Hichlif, of course you're not Yotzei, because in a case of Hichlif, there's no Askara Sakarva. You see from the Rosh that maybe that's not Nikuvah. That's the Kasha of the Tzlaf. So Tzlaf basically points out that this Rosh is against the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. So how would you resolve? And how would you understand this Rosh, right, in light of the Magen Avraham? How do you understand this? And how do you answer the Kasha of the Tzlaf? So Rzhulti writes a very interesting finish. This is found in Mishnas Yabetz, Aron HaChaim, Simen Dalet. And this is what we just got through saying. Everyone agrees. That you have to acknowledge the Karban. If you don't acknowledge the Karban, you're not going to be Yosei Tefillas Musaf. There's no way in the world that that's true. So, how do you understand the Rosh, Magen Avraham? Rosholti writes the following Kiddush. This Magen Avraham, Reish Samaches, Hichliv, that's talking about Shabbos. The Magen Avraham writes, on Shabbos, no one will hold Hichlif Yotze. The Tzlach says, it's against the Rosh. The Rosh is not talking about Shabbos or Yantiv. The Rosh was talking about Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, the Magen Avraham would agree that perhaps you could be Yotze. The Magen Avraham's comment, the Reish Samaches, was only regarding Shabbos, and Yantiv, Rosh Hashanah, whatever the case is. But maybe not true when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. Why should you distinguish? It's true that the Magen Avraham is talking about Shabbos, and the Rosh is talking about Rosh Chodesh. Why should that matter? So here, Rav Shalti suggests the following Chiddush, that's his punchline. I said it's Shabbos. In no shape or form is an askara of Shabbos an acknowledgement of a carbon. I say it's Shabbos now. Is that a statement or even an implication of carbon? Shabbos has a whole host of halachos, no? There's kiddush, there's kavod, there's oneg, nisr malacha, shabbosam. The fact that I will say it is Shabbos, in no shape or form is an acknowledgement of carbon. So if tefillas musaf requires that you acknowledge the carbon hayom, the Magen Rambam is 100% right. You're going to daven a tefillas mincha instead of musaf, you're going to say it's Shabbos. How does that meet the requirement of acknowledging a carbon? Rzalti writes this charifus though. Wait a second. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, what does it mean midarais that it's Rosh Chodesh? That there's no Isser Malacha, there's no Kavod, there's no Oneg, there's no Kiddush, there's no Shabbosah. None of this exists. What does it mean to say that it's Rosh Chodesh? You know what it means to say midaraisa? That there's a chiyuv karbon. His chiddush is the following, that mi'ikar hadin, the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh, and the fact that I offer a karbon are synonymous. That's what Rosh Chodesh means. Right? That's what the Levush writes, that Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv karbon. That's why you don't have any chaloshem balayla. That's why if you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at night, that's really not a problem. Because Rosh Chodesh is only meaningful in terms of the niyud bayom. That was the assumption of the Rosh. If that's true on Rosh Chodesh, one could envision that if you have a Shmon Esrei and you mention the Chalosh Shem Yom of Rosh Chodesh, even if you don't overtly mention the Karban, in a more covert fashion, that is an acknowledgement of Karban. Because if I will ask you, what does it mean that it's Rosh Chodesh? What does that word mean? You'll say, a Yom Shmakrim B'Karban. But if I just say that it's Shabbos, and I ask you, what does it mean that it's Shabbos? You're not so soon will not be a Karban. Therefore, the askar of Shabbos to be yotzei tefillas musaf must be a much more specific one that mentions something that implies like the chiyuv karbon on Shabbos, tefillas musaf. And that's the Kiddush. Rzalti writes that the Magen Avraham only mentioned this when it comes to Shabbos. Right? The Kiddush, the Nodav Yidah, is diuk in the Rosh, a true diuk, no doubt. But that diuk was regarding Rosh Chodesh. Maybe again, that's kind of the essence of that role when it comes to Rosh Chodesh itself, the uniqueness that it expresses itself in terms of, right, the chiyuv karbon. It's a fascinating possibility. This also may relate to, right, a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Ramban in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Yudalim. We know that Kabbalah Sa'edus of Bezdin, right, is Bayom and not Balayla. That's what the Gemara discusses. One of the cases we discussed earlier of Eidei Nasadaya, right? One of the main sugyas, Mavasar Kuf Yudalim. The Rashbam writes the following Kiddush, that this is only true lechatchila, that Bezdin is not Mekabel Eidus Balayla. But if for whatever reason Bezdin was Mekabel Eidus Balayla, it's meaningful. The Kabbalah Seidus is in fact a Kabbalah Seidus. And Bayom, they don't have to go ahead and redo the entire process. Kabbalah Seidus Bayom, as opposed to Balayla, is in the Chatil, it's not the Diyadim. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes, no, that's not true. Kabbalah Seidus Balayla is nothing. It's nothing. And how do you know that that's true? One of the rayas the Ramban brings, and that's the Gevav Basra, is Kiddush HaChodesh. If lo hispik, lo ramo kudush ha-shetech shach. That's not just a din lechatchila. Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom and not Balayla. And that's B'diyeved. So you see, Yeshiva's Bezdin even B'diyeved is only Bayom and not Balayla. So it's for our purpose, right? The Ramban brings a raya to Yeshiva's Bezdin B'cholot HaRukula from Kiddush HaChodesh. You know what the Rashbam would probably answer? That's not a comparison at all. How can you compare Dina Yeshiva's Bezdin to Kiddush HaChodesh? It could very well be that Yeshiva's Bezdin Bayom B'chol HaTorah Kula is only a din lechatchila. But when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh and Bayom as opposed to Balayla, that is a din b'diyeved. The Ramban seems to be assuming, no, that's not true. What is true of Yeshiva's Bezdin is true of Kiddush HaChodesh. Perhaps that is part of this machlokes. The fact that Kiddush HaChodesh is Bayom and not Balayla, is that a function of Yeshiva's Beis Din? Or is that something that reflects the essence, the nature of the Choloshim Yom of Rosh Chodesh? If it's because Rosh Chodesh expresses itself Bayom as opposed to Balayla, so in such a case, right, then Lechor one could argue as the Rashbam. Kiddush HaChodesh, of course, is Leikuvah. But when it comes to typical Yeshiva's Beis Din, maybe you can argue the Chachila, the Dieved, that's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. So perhaps to some extent, right, that kasha that the Ramban raised in the Babasra reflects that equation. And again, based on this lumdus, one could argue that that in fact is not true. It's an usual possibility that there's more to Yeshiva's Beis Din or Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom than simply the technical aspect of how it is that Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh. Rostovetchi just simply said the following. If it was really Lafni Yeshiva's Beis Din, you would expect the Gemara to say that now, since Bisman has already in the time of the Gemara, or Mekadesh al piha cheshbon, not al piha re'iya, what do you mean that Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom as opposed to Balayla? There's no Kiddush HaChodesh Bisman Hazeh. You would expect the Gemara to raise such an issue and answer, okay, maybe Menagav Aseinu, what we're doing, what they did when they were Mekadesh, al piha re'iya. The Gemara understood much more than that. And that is even a Malay, even Bisman Hazeh. Right, that what is driving Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom perhaps is the very nature, the very essence of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh. And that's an interesting possibility in the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that perhaps the Magen Avraham thought there's no stira between his Kiddush and what the Rush maintains. The Rush was talking about cases of Rosh Chodesh. In Rosh Chodesh, you can entertain a possibility that mentioning it's Rosh Chodesh can suffice for Tfilas Musav, because that's what Rosh Chodesh is. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, certainly not. If you have a tefillah which is considered to be connected to karban, so therefore that requires a much more specific aspect. Okay. On Sunday we'll continue with the base when we discuss Tosis's issue about Achilas Truma in general, to what extent it's considered to be a mitzvah, and especially Achilas Truma of a behema or just of an eved as well. Take a look also, if you can, the Sugyan Kedushin Daf Yirum Abayis Yud Aleph and Aleph. There the Gemara discusses the case of Arusa Bas Yisrael, that Midaraisa, right, that she can eat Truma Midrabban and she cannot. And then take a look at the Sugyan in Kedushin Daf Nem Heyam Abayis. There's a Tosus of Nimsei Zara, right? So take a look at that Tosus. A Tosus seems to say, and Daf Nem Hey seems to contradict, right, the very Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. We'll have to see, but what is the nature of Achilas Truma? A Rishus, a Matir, a Mitzvah, and to what extent it applies to the Hema Avadim and Ashes Kamala.